Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning! Son, please, we'll sit down.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, this is the Thursday Big Breakfast on 2RRR 88.5 FM with Stokesy, LT and the Maestro. I've now given myself the Maestro.
That is so lame.
I am the Maestro.
That is the lamest.
Or it could be the Lumberjack. What was it? The Lumberjack?
The douchebag and the something or other Ewok.
Can I call you the turdbag?
No.
Not at this time.
I rule the desk this week. You can do it next week.
You rule the desk with an iron fist. Hello?
Yeah. Testing 1, 2. Someone's this is a Thursday Big Breakfast. Good morning, Sydney. If you're not up, get up.
Get out of bed.
Hot,
bum.
Steaming cup of Joe.
Oh, is Joe?
Glad you said Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know who Joe is yet. We want to meet him, though.
Your
mum's coming in this morning, though.
No, my mum's not coming in this morning. We have the Thursday Big Breakfast, but we have our very special guest all the way up from Melbourne, who is going to be going to the Sydney Film Festival.
Johnny Farnham.
You're jumping ahead, dude.
Yeah.
I thought maybe Johnny Farnham was going to be our guest.
The Sydney Film Festival. Janet Greeson on the line from the other studio. Janet, tell us about yourself.
I can't hear Janet.
I can't hear her at all either, so we're going to figure out how to... Did she press the right button? Oh, she's not on air with the channel. Could you just run in there and
hit... Oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to leave this,
we'll tell
this
you what,
studio
we'll,
now.
We'll get her back on air in a minute. That's just fantastic. But we have Janet Greeson all the way from Melbourne. She has a degree in lots of things, movies.
She's a quiet type, isn't she?
She is the quiet type. It's rather pleasant, to be honest.
She's a scriptwriter, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, we keep her in the background.
Can I just say, I didn't get my fruit platter this morning?
Yeah, I've got... Now that we're bigwigs here at 2RRR...
Yes.
Because we're the most successful show in the history of 2RRR.
What, we've got three listeners?
Well,
doing.
No one's. Well, we're just going to claim it.
Well, we've tripled
ratings.
No.
The Wednesday Big Breakfast keeps claiming himself as the number one show on 2RRR.
Well, we need to change that. So yes. Everyone out there that's listening, especially the podcast, you need to voice your concerns because. Look, we have to sit in this tiny little dressing room before we start with no conditions whatsoever. Cobwebs.
Yep, it's terrible.
Old tissues.
We've got demands on how
Maddie,
we
want. You know, we've got to deal with these things that aren't good. And
all I want is a fruit platter.
Exactly.
With some exotic fruit, maybe a dragon fruit or two.
A dragon fruit.
No?
It sounds like a mythical creature.
I think we've tripled our audience since
definitely.
You and I started.
Definitely. There's 9 of them
listens.
Now. There's at least 9. Definitely.
My mum listens. Your mum listens.
My mum's listening.
See? There's 3 there.
Look, today...
Would it be hurt to get some fresh water?
Today... That's a tap. I wouldn't drink
I want
it,
that Evian spray tap. Stuff.
Hey, no, they've got hand sanitizer now. Look at that.
Hand sanitizer. Oh, yeah. Is that because of my coughing the other day?
Pretty much,
yeah. Is that your complaint?
Yeah, it's that pretty much
my complaint. Maddie brought it in.
Well, slowly but surely, Maddie's changing the world.
I understand if you've got the plague and the coughing, but do you need to do it in my face? That's all I'm going to say.
No, I'm saving up the tuberculosis for you.
Ah, thanks. Mm. Today's theme is madness and stupidity. The craziness and the stupidity of the world.
I love when you name things after me.
Yes.
Madness and stupidity.
The madness and stupidity of King Stokesy the Fourth.
That's my career right there.
That's pretty the name of
you
our
have a
show.
Career.
Yeah, it's called Madness and Stupidity.
And like any week, we also have our phrase of the day. That phrase that gets us through. Go into your workplace. Try this out. Tell me what you think, guys.
You're a lunatic with the madman's dream of a milk-proof robot.
In case you didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
No.
I did.
You did? I didn't. I
thought it was Janet.
Hello. Janet heard it?
That's Janet good. Heard it.
It's like we've got a producer now giving us the thumbs up.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, I'm going to do that.
How many callers have we got on the phone now,
Janet?
We're
not really getting the thumbs up, though. That's the problem. I got another digit up before.
So
the middle one, I think.
There's something worse than when your mum gives you a digit. All right, now.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Gentlemen, this is the phrase of the day. Go out, try it in public. Go up to your boss and go.
You're a lunatic with the madman's dream of a milk-proof robot.
What's that from, guys?
Off to a blinder with the old War of the Roses.
Melt-proof robot.
What do you reckon?
It's not Terminator.
iRobot, maybe?
iRobot. Could
Number
be iRobot.
Number 5 is alive.
Short circuit.
Short circuit.
No.
Is it Electric Dreams?
No.
Weird Science?
It is the tearjerker episode of American Dad.
That's not a movie.
No.
You're changing things up on us.
So we'll leave it at that.
You said movie quote.
Yeah.
I never said movie quote.
You did. Yeah.
No. I said, what's that from?
No, that was... I'm talking about...
Start with War of the Roses.
In the change room.
It was War of the Roses.
In the change room where we didn't get our fruit, you said it was going to be a movie quote.
Yeah. If we'd have got our fruit and our Evian water, well, then I don't know if these mistakes would happen.
Well, we need to take this up
still
with
management. Still sparkling.
Sparkling?
It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. Crap. It's 6:05 and I'm trying to break into these crazy, wacky dudes. We're going to start off...
It's a bit early for that, isn't it? Jeez, that was 6:06, mate. You don't want to break into us.
We're going to start some music.
At least we'll get some water-based lube.
Good morning, Sydney. And a little bit of Genesis Land of Confusion. It's 6:32. It's time for the news. We don't like to report the news that's actually happening. We're reporting the news that's happening elsewhere.
Most of it's in America. It's great.
Workers at a casino in New Zealand, have been forced to wear a flea collar in a bid to ward off fleas.
About time.
Teenagers don't need to hide dirty magazines under their mattress anymore. They can simply go down to their local library and watch porn in the US.
Elaborate on that, please.
There is a library in the US. I didn't actually bother.
Can you put it in context, please?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Sorry, I was watching Spelling Bee the other day and I'm hooked.
And finally, drug makers said overnight that the European Commission has approved treating children with its medicine for a rare, deadly lung condition. The drug is better known as Viagra. So those two articles really kind of mixed together.
The great thing about that is, you know, if the kids do pass away, they'll be stiff anyway.
Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear
so,
about that.
Yeah, it's times like that I wish I had the crickets ready.
Tumbleweeds.
LT, what do you got?
I've got a man...
Nothing.
Well, I don't have jokes about stiff dead kids, but I'll try with some news. A man faced court
origin team
in Memphis, Tennessee today after being arrested when he took a gun to a birthday party because his children missed out on the cake and ice cream.
That's awesome.
Everyone has a right to bear arms.
Yeah, but that's just bear arms. Like everyone has the right to go and to not kill wear a bear, sleeves. Cut its arms off and wear them. Yeah.
Or not wear sleeves. Yeah.
So that today's theme is obviously madness and lunacy.
Stupidity.
And it was stupidity. Pretty mad that those kids didn't get ice cream and cake.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you've got to be committed to your dad. You know, your dad loves you when he does that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when he's going to be in jail for the next six years.
If it happened, I think I'd kind of slowly walk away from my loving dad, I think. After that episode, I'd go, okay.
I wonder if they got cake at the
end. Why doesn't he just go down the shop and buy the kid ice cream?
Did he actually get the cake? What kind of cake was it? Was it a good cake?
He told police he didn't have a gun, just an object that looked like one tucked into his pants.
Maybe he
got treated for a lung condition as well.
Stokely, what do you got?
Mine's, the article's called Thanks for Nothing, so it was quite well done, the head writing. Of this ad, the ad of this article.
The head writing.
The head writing, yeah. An ambulance was called to the aid of James Ritchie, not related to Lionel.
No, thank God.
30 years old, who was lying injured on the road outside Odell, Illinois, which is in America. Mm-hmm. As it arrived on the scene, the ambulance skidded on the snow-covered roadway and struck and killed Ritchie while he was on the side of the road.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that's great.
I got one here. Get out of the car. An elderly Florida lady did her shopping. Upon returning to her car, found four males in the act of leaving with her vehicle. She dropped her shopping bag and drew her handgun, proceeding to scream at the top of her lungs, "I have a gun, I know how to use it, get out of the car." The four men didn't wait a second threat. They got out and ran like mad. The lady, somewhat shaken, then proceeded to load her shopping bags into the car, got into the driver's seat, and was so shaken that she could not get her key into the ignition. She tried and tried, and then when she realized why, for some reason, She turned out to be in the wrong car. A few minutes later, she found her own car parked 5 or 6 spaces further down. She loaded her bags into her car, drove to the police station to report her mistake. The sergeant, who she told the story, couldn't stop laughing. He pointed out the other end of the counter where 4 pale men were reporting a car hijacking by a bad elderly woman. Described as white, less than 5 feet tall, glasses, curly hair, and carrying a large handgun. No charges were filed. Morality of the story, if you're going to have a senior moment, make it memorable.
No charges? I would have charged her. Oh. If I was one of those blacks, I would have gone and put her away.
She carjacked me. Except for the gun, that just sounds like my mum, you know? A little bit dottery and everything. You know, oh, yep, that's the figure again from the other studio.
Imagine if her pension's a week late. She'd go bananas.
What else you got, LT?
That's awesome. I've got... I reckon this smells odd. Jesus, honestly.
He's had it for years.
Actually, let's do a little guess. A Dutch veterinarian was fined about $240 for causing a fire that destroyed a farm in the Netherlands. The vet was trying to convince a farmer that his cow was passing flatulent gas. To demonstrate, the vet ignited the gas, but the cow became a four-legged flamethrower and ran wild, setting fire.
Say
to
hello
farm.
To my little friend.
Jet-powered cow.
Ran wild.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Setting fire to bales of hay. Damage to the farm was assessed.
Firestarter.
$80,000.
Firestarter, you are the instigator.
There you go.
The roof. The roof.
That's one way to warm your milk up.
So, oh, my God. All right. And Stokesy, your last one for now?
Yeah, I've got a last one. Look, I have a problem with joggers, and people that jog out there listening to this, you're exempt from that. But look, I hate joggers. I hate how healthy they are, how they run around thinking they're cool and that they're better than everyone else because they got up early and had a jog around. You know what? No one cares. Anyway, here's a story about a jogger who in Greensboro, which is in America, police said wasn't paying attention while he was jogging and was injured by running into the back of a stopped bus. Police said the bus from Jamestown Middle School had stopped in the Adams Farm neighborhood. The jogger suffered minor injuries and major injuries to his...
Pride.
Yeah.
Could you imagine all those kids sitting on the back, you know, going, Bueller, Bueller.
I love the line at the end, no charges were filed.
No charges were filed. It's like LAPD Blue, NYPD Blue, but no charges were filed.
It's the Thursday Big Breakfast.
These are our stories.
I could just see the CSI episode.
With the purple light.
David Caruso with the glasses.
They got the white chalk where he like landed on the ground, outlining where the jogger was.
Oh, Thursday Big Breakfast. Go. We're going to have some sponsors. We're going to come back after sponsors and the song with our special guest, Janet Greeson. She's covering the entire Sydney Film Festival for us.
Damn it, Janet.
That's going to... Oh, man, that is going to give her the shit.
Damn it, Janet.
Damn it, Janet.
Yeah, we're going to get Janet on the radio.
We're going to get Janet. All right. I really should have brought that in. Thursday Big Breakfast. Enjoy. Thursday Big Breakfast.
LT's discovered the classifieds.
Just before we went to air, all we heard, he's reading the paper and he's mumbling. What SD stand for?
What does SDT stand for in personals?
And then somebody right, so goes, looking at the large, personals. Large built gentleman, and then just goes back to mumbling.
Prefers again. Europeans.
GSOH, good sense of humour, obviously.
That's something that you probably wouldn't write for either of you two.
What's WLTM?
With large thinking... Woman.
M.
Oh, it's M. Large M. Stinking mammal.
Man. Mammal, yes. All right.
Thanks for that.
Guys, we have a very special guest. Everyone say hello to Janet.
Hello.
Hello, Janet.
Hello, Janet.
Still not coming through.
Still can't hear her.
I still can't hear her. All right, tell you what, we're going to put
Let's get Janet in here. Hang on, I'll
Let's get
her.
Janet in here. Let's bring her in. Come
Can
on
you
in.
Guys tell some bad jokes like you have been all morning, and I'll come back in a second.
As opposed to your good ones.
My great ones.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Stacey. See if you can get that one running in there.
I'm good at attracting women, so this is my job.
Hello, come on in.
Come
Our
on
very
down.
Special guest, Janet Greeson, has flown all the way in from LA.
Flown all the way from LA and we couldn't even get a microwave.
She's from Los Angeles, Victoria.
She is our voice to the stars. Voice to the stars. She is here for the Sydney Film Festival, which is running for the next couple of weeks, seeing pretty much everything and everything, anything that's on. Janet, good morning.
Good morning to you, finally. Third time lucky.
And now the big question that we have to ask, what makes you qualified to work for this station? You have free time on your hands.
Could be more qualified than us.
Nepotism.
Guys, can you get me a dictionary?
I'm related to...
Me?
Him.
Yes,
yeah.
Pretty much. So, now, obviously, I mean, what do? You know, you're obviously like a bit of movies. As you know, later on, we have War of the Roses, a movie trivia, where we're gonna put Beavis and Butthead up against each other, but since they're in the other room, they can't hear it. Can we get you through there?
I think they can. considering the noise is coming from next door, yeah, we can.
All right, we'll figure out how to do the cross-studio thing another day. Now, is it on air at the top right-hand corner?
I don't know yet. Yeah, now it is. Can you hear me now?
Nope, that's not it either. This is A2RRR where... Well, the professional training course will be happening next month. I mean, I think it's June 17th. Okay, now, you're here for Sydney Festival. You've seen one movie already. What was it?
The film that I saw last night was The Troll Hunter. Last night was, as many people might know, the opening night. So all the glitz and glamour was on at the State Theatre, where Cate Blanchett walked down the red carpet for her film Hannah. I, however, was not there. I was down the road.
So we had a red carpet, we had hundreds of celebrities, and you buggered off to another movie.
I did. I was at what was referred to as the alternative opening night, which is, I think, he was just trying to make us feel good. But
am I in?
I mean, I don't know how good Hannah is. I will be seeing it hopefully sometime this week. But The Troll Hunter... was a very funny and not really scary film for those who've seen scary films, but it was well worth viewing. Now, and I would give it up. I'd give it 5 stars.
Five stars. You're starting off. You're blowing your load a bit early there.
I am.
You know, giving it a 5-star rating straight off the bat. We've only got down to go after this.
But I've been up since 4:30 this morning, and I've been drinking orange juice, so my sugar level's right up.
Yeah,
so.
With vodka.
Can I interject?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, please interject.
I thought The Troll Hunter was about blokes picking up in Penrith. That's why I didn't go.
There was a bit of snow, so I'm assuming probably not Penrith.
I don't know. It's a bit cold out there.
Can I say I've done my fair share of troll hunting in my time, and I give it 5 stars as well.
Well, speaking of troll hunting,
out of 15,
did you hear about that? A friend.
You haven't got any friends.
No. A story went around. It was told in the third person. I'm going to tell you the story. Pretty much, it worked like that. I'm going to tell you how it was told to me. A friend of mine's boss. Their son is a little bit mentally retarded, lovely guy, gentle, giant kind of thing, goes down to the park every single day, he's about 25, goes down to the park every day, sits on the swing, stares at the kids, you know, safety. And then, so one day, mum comes home, and the son's sitting there on the edge of the couch, and he's just shaking, and he's got scratch marks all over his face. And the mum goes, "What the hell happened to you?" And eventually talks him around and says, what happened? And he goes, "I was on my way back from the park, and I captured a troll." She goes, what the hell, a troll? He goes, "Yeah." So, and after a bit more prodding, she convinces him to show her where the troll is. So they go down to the backyard, they open up the back fence, and inside the shed is one very, very pissed off midget who this guy's just walked along and seen the midget and gone, troll, picked this little guy up, put him over his shoulder and walked home with him.
Amazing.
Scratching, kicking, the whole lot, and then stuck him in there. Turned out that after a while they had to call the cops.
It's kidnapping.
And they had to kind of get him to understand that he's not a troll and that kidnapping anyone who is a troll is also illegal and you have to leave them alone. So that's my story on troll hunting.
And did you learn that lesson, Matty?
Yes, I did.
It took a while.
Yeah. Yes. So, but in my this station in my is story, dodgy. It was like my dad came home and went, "Where's your mum?" "In the shed."
This station is dodgy.
Yes, another joke.
Hardy hard.
How I'm 5'3".
Seriously, you made it to 3?
5'3".
You're not
4'11¾".
No, that was your grandma.
My grandmother used to be 5 foot. Was always very proud that she made it to 5 foot. But then, as she got older and spine slipped, she became 4'11¾". So
hello,
we spent
hello,
years
hello.
Picking on her about that. Isn't that right? We drove her to
true.
Her death on
yeah,
it.
We probably
it rather,
did.
Didn't hear the respecting of elders is still alive and well.
not in the Grayson family.
No.
Now, so, that was the only movie you got to see? Is there others?
Well, as I say, that was opening night last night. I was just happy to see one of them.
Any that look good that are coming up that people might want to go and see before, obviously, next Thursday, you give us another review. Any suggestions?
Okay. Well, the ones that are... Let me just have a look at what I have on my big long list for before next Thursday. Okay. So we've got Hobo with a Shotgun, which is, of course, the second film that was made from the fake trailer.
Hang on one sec. LT, do you mind just saying something for us?
Something for us.
Okay, thank you very much.
No.
Please continue.
Can't hear him. It's great.
Hobo and the Shotgun is the second film that was made from the trailers that came out of the Grindhouse films by Tarantino and mm-hmm. Rodriguez.
We're going to hear them.
And... sorry. And as I will watch anything that has Rutger Hauer in it, in fact, he's doing two films, Hobo with a Shotgun and The Mill and the Cross, I will be trying, fingers crossed, to see both. So that's probably high on my list. There's The Trip, which was actually released in the UK as, I think... a TV series that, of course, has Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, two very, very clever men. However, it is being released as a film here. So not sure about that, but we'll definitely be trying to get to see that. What else? I have to say that you really should log on to the website for the Sydney Film Festival, which I think is sff.org.au.
Or just Google it.
And there are so many films.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Janet, thank you very much for giving us a quick overview. We're going to have you back at about 7:40, just for, you know, for all the people who get up at 7 o'clock.
All those hobos.
All those hobos. Hopefully we can get the sister. I am informed that that we are going live in the other studio. We just can't hear them in this studio. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, so we are going live in the other studio.
Because we've been saying things.
Yeah, believe me, they've been heard. So Thursday Big Breakfast, where only the most professional people work.
It's been great working with you. have a great day. I'll see you guys in the newspaper, probably.
Okay, the cops are on their way. All right, sisters, I can't decide. Thursday Big Breakfast.
You cut off your own. Enjoy.
It's not easy having yourself a good time. Greasing up those bets and banners. Watching your thing. Don't fall out of the fucking...
Thursday Big Breakfast, 2RRR 88.5. And for some reason, all of our songs keep getting cut off by the Raduga system.
Elvis has gone to... No?
Pardon?
Which Elvis?
Elvis Costello. Costello. That was Elvis Costello with Oliver's Army, and before that with the Scissor Sisters, with a song that I'm sure was really good.
It was called I Can't Decide.
That's it. Hey.
So we had this crazy bloke running around the other studio who apparently put everyone to air. I don't know who he was, but we've chased him out of the studio.
I think
now,
he was one of the new...
he was doing really great impressions of you.
He was one of the new people in the 2RRR radio training course that should be involved in.
When does that start? May 30.
May 30.
2RRR.
Well, it's now 7 a.m, guys, so we're now saying hello to all the new people. It is the Thursday Big Breakfast. Today's theme is madness and stupidity. Our special guest is wondering why she's coming. I asked her into the studio, and if she'd come in earlier before the song had finished, I would have told her. Right now, she has to wait till I finish talking. Now,
Thursday just like the rest of us.
So, if there's any cat herders out there,
yeah, I want to know what a cat herder is. Please call in 9816-2938. If you can herd cats, call in 9816
without a taser.
29 meow.
Now, obviously, today the theme today is madness and stupidity. Of course, we have a phrase of the day that goes with it every week, mm-hmm. and this is our phrase for today.
You're a lunatic with the madman's dream of a milk-proof robot.
That's right. You're a lunatic with a madman's dream of a milk-proof robot.
I know I've stepped into an alternative dimension that you asked your mum then to explain what a slut walk was. And you did it perfectly seriously.
The things you miss.
The things while music
things you
is
miss
playing.
When the microphones are off, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, sometimes when the mic's on.
Obviously, at 7:15, we've got War of the Roses. We're putting you two up against each other again for War of the Roses. Now,
against each other?
Yep. Now, this
is it. We have to touch each other again. We did that last time.
No, you didn't. I think that should be the day this time. What do you reckon?
Look.
9816.
There's no box of tissues here anymore.
9816.
There is sanitizer, though.
They've stopped handing out tissues and just a squirty bottle of sanitizer.
I hope it's sanitizer. I don't know.
Well, it's clear and bubbly. All right, now, I don't know what to say. Good morning, Sydney. I hope you're having a lovely day. Arnold,
now explain the slut. I want to know about the slut walk.
The slut walk. Miss Greeson, who is our movie reviewer for the Sydney Festival, while the Sydney Festival's on, could you just stick your head to the microphone and tell us what the slut walk is?
The slut walk actually started in America, no surprise there, when...
All right, stop right there. I'm going to need popcorn if it's going to be this long. Just tell us what the slut walk is.
It's where sluts walk.
I'm going to get in trouble now. No, well,
you
go
are,
on.
You are, go and on. You will suffer later. Now, what it came out of was a policeman who was giving a talk to... young women at a university where there had been attacks. And he made the comment that really, if you want to cut down on attacks, you really need to dress more appropriately and not like a slut. I don't know whether those were his exact words, but...
That's the concept.
That was what pissed everybody off. So basically what happened out of that was around the world... women have started these slut walks where women walk dressed in inappropriate clothes, waving banners, saying, you know, treat me appropriately kind of thing.
Okay.
I have to worry about the way I dress.
Thank you very much for our in-house feminist for being able to help us out with that.
Oh, you're serious.
We're all men. Yeah.
You're going to be a battered sav later.
Now,
I'm a man that would never say anything inappropriate because my wife would kill me.
Oh, whatever. You're going to be in the slut walk.
You're
going to dress...
You're going to lose...
Am I going to lose this job?
The punishment...
You dress inappropriately all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been seeing a crack of your little belly thing going on this morning.
Belly crack.
Now...
It's disgusting how you dress. Disgusting,
it was dark when I got dressed this morning.
I think I'm going to step this way so that I'm not between the two of them.
Smart woman.
Now... The punishment for our War of the Roses this week is to walk in the slut walk.
So hang on, are we going to, can that actually happen?
Is it an event?
It is a major event happening in the city, not this, is it not, is it the,
it's this Monday,
the public holiday.
So you want one of us?
Yep.
To give up
to take the piss out of a bunch of man-hating feminists by dressing like women and walking.
Sorry, what's this man-hating feminist?
Well, I just assume.
Yeah, all sluts are.
That they will
but hang on, I just think it's dodgy that we have to go into a slut walk and it's the Queen's birthday.
I dare you. Here we go. This
is it going to be between the hours
you
of like 11 p.m.?
You have to go dressed as the Queen.
From 5 p.m. onwards from the town hall.
Okay, because I'll knock off work at about Janet, 10:30 at night. Can I do it then?
Janet, when did you start noticing the deep-seated feelings that Matt has with getting us to do really strange
and dress up like women?
Yeah. She never listens to the podcasts.
What happened? In his youth? What happened in his youth that turned him towards this?
The dare is that for whoever loses. All right, can I turn her microphone? Oh no, she doesn't. She's just loud. I'm about to get hit. Ow! No. The dare is you will have to walk in the slut walk if you lose. And if you can't make it because you're working or can't get another chef to cover you, then you'll have to do it on a different day when the slut walk is not.
Yeah, you have to do a slut walk without all the sluts.
Yeah.
Just walk you have to down do it by yourself. Street.
So you might want to do it in company.
Is it in poor taste, though?
No.
I mean, obviously they're making a statement about, you know, something that's fairly serious.
And you're there with them going, yeah, ladies. Well, but
dressed as a woman or dressed?
Take the chance to find out more about it.
You have to dress as women. A slut, really a male cares? Slut. No.
How long's the walk? No.
Pardon?
How long does the walk go for?
It's not a city to surf type thing, is it? I won't make it.
Where are they going from? They're going from Town Hall to...
Town Hall, I'm assuming, down to Circular Quay.
That's heaps.
I'll do half that.
Look, I'll it. You can get down to the Dimmicks bookshop.
Hey, forget me one of the Sedgways.
Look,
I'll go to Wynyard. Give me a segue, I'll do it.
I'll go to Wynyard, but I'm going in the adult bookshop when I get to Wynyard.
Right.
Just as a woman?
Yeah.
I say we put it up. You have to go as the queen.
As the queen.
I could wear a tiara.
It's her birthday, so...
We can wear a tiara, right?
Tiara and a bunny outfit.
I don't know who Tiara is, but I can't wait to wear her.
Thursday Big Breakfast, I hope you're enjoying it.
Is it too early for that?
That's why we have the slot water.
This is House of Pain, top of the morning to
perfect.
She won't come!
Top of the morning to ya. That was House of Pain with...
Top of the morning to ya.
7:15.
It's not a tumour.
Can I just say...
get out of here.
Arnold, can we get the weather report?
Get down. It's hail. Get down. It's raining. In somewhere. And now I'm Bruce Lee.
Thursday Big Breakfast, it's 7:11, and we have War of the Roses. LT, you're poking the paper. What do you need to tell us?
Katy Perry.
He's looking at a picture going,
Katy Perry says she is not a demanding diva, but her demands were no carnation and a total ban on drivers looking at her or starting a conversation.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's
so where's our fruit? We're at least as important as Katy Perry.
And I'm tired of cabbies talking to me as well.
I would like to see you guys with Russell Brand.
Okay, like with him. With clothes on?
I
don't know. I think the Queen outfit, Russell Brand, I think we could do some interesting radio with that.
He's got the long hair.
I tell you what, we get Russell Brand in here, you're fired.
Okay. No, you know what? No, I will give up my seat for Russell Brand and go and
Did
sleep.
You hear that, Russell? You're in.
Yes.
All now, right.
He's probably listening.
Next week, you're on.
It is the Thursday Big Breakfast. It is War of the Roses, our every 3-week movie trivia show where we put LT and Stokesy up against each other to figure out who
And then
knows,
we ask some questions.
Who knows funny more only... in movie trivia?
Funny how it only happens every 3 weeks when you and I are the people that can be punished.
Yes.
Hey, dodgy. You know, if you want to do it, that's fine. Now, for our theme today is Gridiron American Football Movies.
Oh, I don't know any of them.
Well, you guys are obviously big fans, if anyone's listened to the podcast on our Thursday Big Breakfast.
Oh, yeah, Third Down Under.
Third Down Under. Subscribe. If you want to hear all about American football
it's
and
on
have
iTunes.
No idea what they're talking about,
on
that's
iTunes.
The one to go to.
Go do it.
Now,
even it's good for the girls too.
Are you ready?
Don't know about that. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
All right.
We've got the point system. Remember, the loser will be required to do the slut, or will be dared to do the slut war. If they choose not to do the dare, then
no prune juice.
Then we you know what? If they choose not to do the dare, then next week I bring in a 2 liter of prune juice.
2 liters of prune juice.
That's cruel. A 1.
Can
2,
I say
a 1.25 of prune juice?
If you had 2 liters of prune juice, your butt'd fall off. you'd actually shit the bottom half of your whole body out.
I think that counts, doesn't it?
No, that word's okay.
All right, so it is slut walk walk or a new sphincter. A new size 3 sphincter. We're asking if anyone knows anyone who's died recently and has a spare size 4 sphincter.
I reckon that if I had 1.5 litres of prune juice, I reckon I'd probably crap out a cat herder.
Well,
do they judge the size of sphincters?
I have no idea, but I'm assuming yours is probably bigger than his.
Is it?
Can we get to the game?
I think they use fingers, LT.
That's what I was thinking about. Size 4s.
Lady fingers.
Look, if you fail as a job as a hand model, I think that's your secondary
fingers
occupation.
Or knuckles.
All right. First question. All right. Coming out to you, LT.
Yes.
All right. Name 2 movies about American football with Adam Sandler in it.
The Waterboy.
Yep.
And Mean Machine.
Wrong.
Longest Yard.
Longest Yard's the same movie.
Yeah, he only got 1 point. I'm not going to give him...
It's the same thing.
Longest Yard and Mean Machine's the same movie.
No, isn't Mean Machine's the one with...
Mean Machine.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. It was also called The Longest Yard in Australia.
Okay, all right. Well, all right, I'll let you have that one. Good point.
Don't mess with this.
All right, hey, there you go. All right.
We'll get Nimitz in here.
I want to meet
he's still,
him. I want to see him.
He still owes a punishment.
Yeah, Nimitz wants to meet you.
I'm sure he does. Hey, Nimitz, if you're up for it, I am happy to I am happy to dance on your stage, because LT went. I reckon we should get me to apply for a job. Now, obviously, you know my voice. So I'm not sneaking in and applying for one.
Actually had a chat to Nimitz, and he said he'd be happy for you to dance, but it has to be on a Friday when the other girls are dancing and the pub's full.
I'm probably working, and you know what?
Or a Tuesday.
As long as it's to one song, I'll do it. Right. Why not?
We'll tee it up.
I deserve my punishment, and me dancing at a strip club, I've got a clown suit on the way, I'll do that.
No. I think all the workmates get in there on the Friday afternoon after the construction.
Question 2, let's get this done before Christmas. Question 2 to Stokesy. Name 2 movies about the football with Tom Cruise in it.
Jerry Maguire.
Nice.
And it's really all the right moves.
Oh, correct. 2 points.
Look at him.
Give him a clap, 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 clap. All right, coming over to you.
I don't want the clap.
Over to you, LT.
LT's got that.
Giving you the clap. All right, LT. Name 2 movies, blah, 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 with The Rock in it.
They're really good.
The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Johnson.
Let me think. In the Tooth Fairy, he was a ice hockey player.
Yep. I can't believe you've even watched it.
Come on, this is a guy that watches The Princess Bride once a week.
There was one with...
I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
Where he looked after little kids, wasn't he? Taught little kids how to be mean and stuff.
Dum Dum.
I think that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
2 movies with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Is The Game Plan 2007 and Gridiron Gang 2006.
That was the one, Gridiron Gang.
All right.
They weren't little kids, they were
Stokesy.
Kids on the street.
There's 3 movies in this list. You only have to pick 2 of them. Pick 2 with Dennis Quaid.
Any Given Sunday.
Nice.
And I'm going to... The Replacements.
No. If you're playing out there, I'm sure you are. Everybody's All American, which is 1988, and The Express in 2008. With
I haven't
Dennis
seen
Quaid.
Those 2 movies.
Here's a list for you.
The
to have
Express.
A look at.
I haven't seen the movies with The Rock in them.
Next question. All right, coming
smart
up.
Smart man.
Coming up to LT. Name 2 American Gridiron movies, both with a heavenly theme in their title.
With a heavenly theme.
Yes. First one was done in 1978 with Warren Beatty.
Oh, I know that.
And the second one was done in 97 with Christopher Lloyd. Give me either of those.
Great Scott.
No idea.
Okay. Angels in the End Zone with Christopher
and
Lloyd.
And the other one was Heaven Can Wait.
I'm going to give you the point. All right. Okay, question to you, LT. Stokesy.
I'm Stokesy, you idiot.
All right. What 1988 movie starring Anthony Michael Hall or Robert Downey Jr.? And Uma Thurman. Go on. What was the name of the movie? 1988, Anthony Michael Hall, Robert Downey Jr., and Uma Thurman. started with the first word was called Johnny.
Johnny Come Lately.
Nope.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Nope.
Johnny and the young talent team.
Keep it going.
Johnny
LT.
Mnemonic.
All right. 1999 movie starring James Van Den Beekenbruggen and John.
James Van Den Beekenbruggen and John Voight.
What was the movie? Varsity Blues. Hey, correct. All right, next one. Starring at 999, starring Al Pacino, Cameron Diaz, Dennis Quaid, and Jamie
Any
Fox.
Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday.
Okay, next one for LT. 1986 movie starring Robin Williams, Kurt Russell, and Pamela Reed.
What year was it?
1986.
Jesus, I don't know. It was about three.
Okay.
Philadelphia Garbage Man Kicker.
Nope. Best of times. Okay.
You were each close.
All right. Here we go. Question seven. All right.
Philadelphia Garbage Man. Oh, we should make that film. That's
all right.
Awesome.
Here we go. Keep it going. This is Thursday Big Breakfast, and this is War of the Roses with Beavis and Butthead. All right. Yeah. All right. We have for next one for Stokesy. Keep it going. 2000 movie starring Keanu Reeves, Gene Hackman.
The Replacements.
Hey, there
Too
you
late,
go.
You said the program.
No, I didn't
give
say it.
Give it going with LT. Question nine. This one's actually, you've already answered this one, so. Question nine. Star a 1968 movie starring Alan Alda.
I've already answered this movie.
MASH.
The Philadelphia Garbage Man.
I'm going to give you half a point. That's not bad. For anyone out there who likes a bit of the American gridiron football movies, have a look at some of these movies. Look them up. The Alan Alda one from 1968 was called Paper Lion. Paper Lion.
I thought it would be a movie about origami.
And the last question, and let's see if either of you can answer this one. First person to put your hands up. A 1932 movie starring the Marx Brothers about American football.
Philadelphia Garbage Man.
And LT has it correct. The scores at the end. The scores at the end. We have LT with 4 points and Stokesy for the first time ever on 6 points.
Yeah.
Hey, woo!
Dodgy.
So.
Dodgy.
LT, we've got to put the challenge to you.
LT, slut walk.
Will you
slut walk.
Walk in the slut walk?
When is it?
It's next Monday. Public holiday from 2 o'clock, town hall.
See, I'm probably working. If I'm not working, I'll do it.
If you're not working,
all right. If LT's working, but, I nominate Beck to go in it.
Yeah, I'll let her do that.
All right.
But
can we get Beck on the phone now?
It has to be tasteful.
Oh, that's fine. She can be as tasteful
as I think it's an important message.
I want to get Beck on the phone to confirm her commitment to this competition.
I think it's an important message, and I don't want to make fun of the message.
Calm down, Darren Hinch.
So okay. I'll do it, but as long as it's tasteful.
Thursday Big Breakfast.
Philadelphia Garbage Man.
Let's keep the
Wait,
show going.
Was there a movie with the bloke from Who's the Boss in it?
Tony Danza,
where he was a Philadelphia Garbage Man.
I don't know, hang on.
We're skipping this, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Joel, River of Dreams, and we're going to get LT's missus on the phone to commit to whether or not she will walk in the slut walk or drink a 1.25 of Prune Juice.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's just having a conversation with his mother right now.
Okay, Thursday Big Breakfast.
Where are we? What are we up to, Matt?
We're up to the news.
What are we doing? The news again.
The news again. All
news.
Different news reports, however.
Different news reports.
I got one here. A drunk Swedish sailor.
Say that again.
A drunk Swedish sailor sparked a major sea rescue alert after reporting that his wife fell overboard. Only for police to discover that he forgot to take her on the trip, Swedish English language news website reported today. What do you reckon, guys? Do you think you forget to take your wife on a cruise?
I will after she got woken up at 7 o'clock in the morning with a phone call.
At 7:30, at 7:29 on 2RRR 88.5.
I can't comment.
No comment.
Can't comment? You don't think, like, if you were going on a...
He doesn't have a wife.
A bad date and you go, sorry, I've got to go on cruise now and just run off on him.
Just drifting?
No, I probably wouldn't take her on a boat.
Okay.
She can't get away. It works.
Okay, yeah, actually, I would take her on about all day.
Jump overboard. All right. LT, what do you got?
I'm going to do a Californian man. I won't name him just in case he's listening. Was thrilled when he had the winning numbers in the local lottery. First prize was $412,000. Went straight to the Porsche dealership and ordered one, booked a family holiday to Hawaii, had a champagne dinner with his wife and friends at an expensive Hollywood restaurant. He went to pick up his winnings, found out that there was 9,000 other winners, and the total of his first division was $45.
Lucky man. So I guess he's not having the Porsche.
So that would have covered the champagne and dinner at Planet Hollywood.
Well, I don't know about that. $45 should probably cover. I don't think there's anything wrong with paying Oliver. I like their meals, but
okay,
expensive. So LT is now our official,
expensive
our official,
is
restaurant guide, restaurant reviewer.
Yep, I'll go to all.
I just
the
got a message from Beck on SMS.
What is it?
It's saying, "I can't wait to get on the radio. Please call me back, and I will do the slight walk. And I love prune juice."
Beck, if you could call 9816-2938, we want you to call into the studio right now to confirm for our loyal listeners that we can put you in for the slut walk. So, Beck,
anyway,
9816-2938. Stokesy, what news have you got?
My news is about a drug possession defendant, Mr. Christopher Johns. He was on trial in March in Pontiac, Michigan. Said he had been searched without a warrant. The prosecutor said the officer didn't need a warrant because the bulge in Christopher's jacket could have been a gun. Nonsense, said Christopher, who happened... Nonsense? I don't know if a drug dealer would use the word nonsense. I reckon
no,
they would have gone...
It sounds like legal.
You know what?
Lingo.
F off, that's crap, said Christopher, who happened to be wearing the same jacket that day in court. He handed it over to the judge so the judge could see it. The judge discovered a packet of cocaine in the pocket... And laughed so hard he required a 5-minute recess to snort it himself.
Okay.
I made that last bit up.
Yeah.
Yes.
That judge might be listening too.
And if he is, he got any left?
This one's called the... When a man attempted to siphon gasoline from a motorhome parked on a Seattle street... Why do I get the S ones all the time?
Destiny.
He got much more
destiny.
He got much more than he bargained for. Police arrived at the scene to find the man curled up next to the motorhome, trying to steal gasoline and plugging his hose into the motorhome's sewerage tank by mistake. The owner of the vehicle declined to press charges, saying that it was best laugh he'd ever had.
Don't you hate when you get the sewerage tank by mistake?
Oh, man.
Hey, Scotty, if you're listening.
Sorry,
when
who
you plug,
was it, what,
when you plug your hose into the sewerage
yeah,
tank.
Yeah, you plug your hose into the wrong one. Hate that.
Oh, please tell me we're talking. No, I'm not going to go there. All right, LT, give us the last one.
Oh, there's another one?
Yep,
yeah,
oil
LT,
change.
You've got one more.
Not me.
All right, let's go. Not me.
That's how we call, we do filler on this show. We go
Philadelphia garbage man. A Belgian news agency reported in November that a man suspected of robbing a jewelry store in Liège, is that? I don't know, wherever that
Liège.
Said he couldn't have done it because he was busy breaking into a school at the same time. Police then arrested him for breaking into the school.
Of course, our theme today is madness and stupidity, and that's certainly what we've got in the news for you today.
I think the whole show's been a little bit mad and stupid, just quietly.
What? Since
I know the football
started,
movies
really,
questions
I mean,
are stupid.
Can I say I haven't done my plug yet?
Can we do that off air? People are trying to eat breakfast.
The toilets are locked.
And the last news report.
Last news of the report. Oh, is that my turn, is it?
Yep.
45-year-old Amy Brasher, not related to Tim Brasher.
How do you know? Can we get Tim on the phone and check this out?
I'll ring him up and find it.
If we get Tim Brasher on the phone, this would make this radio station awesome.
Who is he?
To play for the Tigers. Amy Brasher was arrested in San Antonio, Texas, after a mechanic reported to police that 18 packages of marijuana were packed in the engine compartment of the car, which she had brought it to the mechanic for an oil change. According to police, Brasher later said that she didn't realise that that the mechanic would have to raise the hood to change the oil. Now, can I say,
how does a car run on marijuana?
What mechanic would report that to the police? As far as I'm aware, most mechanics, you know what I mean? they're dodgy as.
I'd like to go on record now and saying most mechanics are awesome.
Yes. They're awesome,
particularly
but they're
my
also
mechanics.
Dodgy.
Love my mechanics.
And they're not dodgy at all. So if I ever take my car to you, it was Stokesy was the one that said you were dodgy, not me.
Hey, what happened to your car, by the way?
It's still getting fixed.
By a
wonderful mechanic?
By a smash repairer.
Oh, smash repairer.
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
They're a different kettle of fish.
I hate you and everything you stand for, Stumpy.
Righto, Maestro.
Stumpy. You're listening to Maestro Stumpy and Philadelphia Lumberjack.
Maestro Stumpy and the Lumberjack. Thursday Big Breakfast. Our phrase of the day, go out, use this in, you know, general chatting. Beck, you still haven't called. 9816-2938.
I've got a feeling she isn't going to call.
Something tells me she won't either.
And my spider sense is saying, no.
My spider sense is saying, steal your phone and give her a call. All right, Thursday Big Breakfast. Phrase of the day is...
You're a lunatic with the madman's dream of a milk-proof robot.
Who said that?
Try that out at home.
What's the character that says that?
Oh, it's just an innocuous character. Well, Professor...
An innocuous character.
Innocuous character.
Explain that word for our listeners.
Not going, couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, slow it down a little bit, too.
You, innocuous. Turn your microphone on.
Innocuous.
Turn your microphone on.
I like how that sounds.
Innocuous. I thought that was when you got a shot.
Explain innocuous.
I thought it was a form of octopus.
All right, she just said no. Okay, Thursday Big Breakfast, Joe Cocker, the letter. Enjoy.
And so I told the bus driver to stop touching me and... Oh, are we on air? Sorry.
How much did that cost? 60
We're
cents.
We're on air, shut up.
Now, LT's missus rang in during the break and because she didn't want to go on air, and that's fair enough. And
she yelled and screamed.
Oh, man, she was one angry ginger.
She was banshee.
I have nothing to do with this.
She was just one angry ginger.
I refuse to take
part.
She
was one angry ginger. And she said that, unfortunately, LT has to provide for her in the lifestyle she wishes to become accustomed to, so he can't have the day off on the public holiday to do the
By default, it goes back to the maestro.
No, by default, it should go back to you. But do you really want me going there? Do you want me to continue?
Yes, I do.
Do you want me to continue with where the direction I was going? Or do you want me to turn and set my gaze on you?
I don't ever want you to gaze at me.
No, let's leave the gaze on LT at the moment.
I want you to go dressed as a space rocket.
I unfortunately have to work. I've got a party in the National Forest to go to.
Okay, it's been a while since the Clippers got it.
So now
party in the forest, eh?
However, Beck did make the suggestion. And we are making the suggestion back to Beth that she can come up with the punishment for LT. But obviously, LT lost the game.
That's going to be so boring. It's going to be like clean the house.
Hang on. I thought Beck's suggestion was to go F yourself. I thought that was her suggestion.
Yes, but let's be honest. LT's a little chubby and he's just going to kind of won't quite make it there. We could help him. But that's not going to be a visual.
He's back in the conversation now.
Are you talking about me F-ing myself?
Yeah, that's what Beck said. Pretty much, Beck said, don't come home until you have a punishment suitable for yourself. So what do you think? 9816-2938 or the Thursday Big Breakfast? What kind of punishment should LT have for the game?
I mean, suggestions.
Real suggestions. Should he be on the stage with me at the Oxford Tavern?
I tell you what, I had an idea.
Okay, go for it.
That I was going to do for my... Actually, I might still keep it for my punishment.
All right.
I want somebody to dress up in a chicken suit with a sign saying Thursday Big Breakfast out the front of the radio station. First of all, it's good publicity for us. Everyone driving past, I go, hey, I wonder what that's all about. Well, I'm thinking maybe Thursday while we're on air. No, I don't know.
That'd be a great idea for Matt, actually.
Like a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
Yeah, I thought I was stripping at the Oxford Tavern, you know.
Are you?
Oh, I'm hoping to make a few dollars out of this.
Like a Tuesday or a Wednesday, maybe?
Okay.
Supernova. What is it about Supernova?
We're going to Supernova. For people that don't know what Supernova is, it's a pop culture exhibition and conference. It's going to have the guy from... Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
James Masters,
who was Spike, I think.
Yeah, he was
Spike. He's going to be out there. We're going to be out there interviewing people and checking it out. It's on the 18th and 19th of June.
So not this weekend, next weekend?
So it's next weekend. Get out there. It's at Homebush.
So we're going to get some interviews with James Masters?
Yep, James Masters. We're going to interview him. We're also going to interview Barbara Eden, who, for some of you who may know, she was the genie in I Dream of Jeannie. That famous TV show in the 60s and 70s. Yes. So going to interview her. Email, Facebook any questions that you want me to ask her within reason, and I will be happy to ask her. And obviously, Spike, I've had some requests for locks of his hair.
Which hair butt?
Yeah, exactly. please clarify which part of the body the hair comes from.
Thank you.
So, yeah, Supernova, get down there. It's next weekend, 18th and 19th. We'll be down there on the 19th walking around interviewing punters. So get down there, say g'day to us.
Punters,
yeah, plebs, people.
Long snappers.
Things. Long snappers, Philadelphia garbage men, people like that.
Lovely. And obviously Supernova is about pop culture, particularly they go quite heavily towards comic book culture and television. So
TV, movies, there'll be paraphernalia out there to buy, just collectibles, stuff like that. It's going to be good.
Lovely. So let's get the music going. It's 7:46. We've only got about
I should invite Rocco.
Rocco? Who's Rocco?
We got a message before about the Philadelphia garbage man.
Forgot about that guy.
Rocco? Who's Rocco?
Rocco is the biggest
Please don't tell me his parents were,
comic
you know
book
what?
Fan ever in the history of the world.
He's the biggest comic book fan.
Rocco
biggest.
Knows everything about Star Wars.
Well, that's not a comic book
He even
fan,
knows what size undies Luke Skywalker wears.
He knows everything about everything comic.
He knows where Jabba's phallus is.
C minor. Where have all the good men gone?
Thursday Big Breakfast, 2RRR 88.5. It is 7:50. The punishment has been suggested. LT, you may pick I one of these two. Tell me what
is there more music going?
I thought that was part of your little intro.
Yeah, no, I thought this is a bit dramatic.
I thought he was
They're going to put me in a coffin or
I thought
something.
He was finally going to announce his homosexuality. It sounded like it.
Mine or his? I was about to announce his homosexuality. Okay.
So anyway, we've come up with a punishment, right?
Thursday Big Breakfast. We have come up with a punishment.
And it involves Supernova.
It involves Supernova, exactly. You have two options. You may either A, while interviewing Barbara Eden, wear a genie outfit. What do you think of that one?
I think that'll work for LT because he actually does own a genie outfit.
I do.
Serious?
No.
I think we can all... it doesn't have to be a female genie. It could be a male genie outfit. You know, like Aladdin kind of genie.
Yeah, we can bronze you up.
Baggy pants, you know, the shoes, the whole lot.
We'll get you like Kamal.
So that's number one.
Option one, yep.
Or number two, you have to walk around Supernova with a sign on your chest that says, don't look now, but I think I've got a captain's log.
Right.
I love my life. Which one are you willing... to do?
I'll do either.
You do either?
Probably the genie thing might be a little bit hard to organise considering my size.
No. I'll get the suit for you. Don't you worry.
No, but I'm not going to wear something that...
There's a costume just
half,
up the road.
Half of me gonads hanging out the bottom off.
No, I think...
I don't think it's fair on the public and I don't think it's fair on...
You don't want to let that genie out the bottle.
The big faggy pants, you know.
The big faggy pants?
Baggy. Well, yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, you get to wear that veil across your face, so you might actually get more people talking
and
to us.
And you get to interview Barbara Eden with that. So there's that one, or you can walk around with the captain's log sign on your chest for the entire time.
I'll do either. Let's hope I can actually get a day off to go to Supernova.
If not, you have to wear the genie outfit at work.
Yes.
While in the kitchen? In the kitchen. Is it flammable?
Yep.
I don't know about...
But you're a genie, you'd be right.
Yeah, but you'll be fine.
If you go up in smoke, you go straight back in the bottle.
All right, sweet as. I'm sure we can figure something out.
You've got to love the radio station with the security camera dies in front of it. Oh, there it goes. It's gone. Whoever that creepy person is walking towards us.
It only cuts out when people with extreme ugliness walk to the door.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Funky doop.
Glad Dan didn't hear that.
It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. Guys, what are you... Dan, how are you doing? How have you been?
I'm sick. I'm going to cough all over.
Oh, Dan's got what I had. Dan's got what I had last week.
Oh.
Get the sanitizer out.
Sanitizer.
Okay, that's just creepy.
Can we lock Dan out of the studio till we leave?
Pretty much that's what we do. 7:53, what are we doing for the week, guys? What are your footy tips? Who do you think is going to win?
Broncos.
Not the Rabbitohs.
Nah, the Rabbitohs suck at the moment. I love the Rabbitohs, but they're driving me nuts. They're killing me. They're just finding ways to lose football games. They drive me nuts. I love them, but they're hurting me. They're hurting
you can't tell me that the referee on the last one was a little bit off centre a little bit.
Mate, all referees are crap.
Yeah. Okay.
In every sport, okay, maybe not all sports.
Why bother having referees? Let's get rid of them.
Yeah, Queensland.
Them and politicians.
Queensland will win.
Yeah, Queensland will win. I agree with that. I don't know. I haven't really... obviously, this weekend is a long weekend. I'm not going anywhere. So, ladies, knock on the door. I'll be home. and, yeah, it should be good.
Number one.
The back door, Daniel. The back door.
I will be working, I imagine.
No, you won't be imagining. He actually will be working.
Yeah, I'll be working.
Well, this is the Thursday Big Breakfast. We obviously have our very special guest, Janet Greeson, who is our movie reviewer for the Sydney Film Festival. Janet, say... there she is. Janet, say goodbye to our listening audience.
Farewell, and you'll probably hear from me next week they'll give me 5 minutes.
You will be doing plenty of movie reviews for next week.
Oh, okay. Good. Lots of reviews, because I will have managed to see more than one movie, so yes.
Well, you're taking one for the team, because clearly you don't have a real job. So thank you for seeing all those movies for us, because LT, you couldn't do it, and you're Stokesy.
Okay, so Matt still doesn't know our names.
Yeah. Well, we've only been doing it for a couple of weeks now. So.
Thursday Big Breakfast, we're out of here. Just for everyone, personally myself, I am waiting for the Doctor Who finale on ABC One this weekend.
Who?
It is the mid-season finale. For anyone who... I've seen it. It's great as well. For everyone who's actually stupid enough to actually wait the extra week for ABC to show it, fair enough. We wish you the best. And this song is by a group called Chameleon Circuit.
Who?
Have a good weekend, and we will see you next Thursday.
Bye.